Right now, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Charlie, how you doing?
Hey, Bill.
On Monday night, Oklahoma City's Russell Westbrook was named the NBA's most valuable player. Some Warriors fans and a LeBron James supporter or two might argue about that choice. How about you?
No. If you're not going to give it to LeBron James every year, which you can probably make an argument for, if you're going to spread the award around, as they did sort of when Michael Jordan was in the league, then Russell Westbrook had the second best year of anybody this year. So, yeah.
Chris Paul, late of the Clippers, will play for the Houston Rockets next season. How much are the Rockets helped and how much are the Clippers hurt?
Well, I think the Rockets are helped. The Clippers are certainly fattening up the roster. They got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players and a draft pick and $661,000 for Chris Paul.
They could have a B team.
They really could. Sam Decker from Wisconsin is at the top of the list. I still think he's going to be a good pro. So Doc Rivers has, as he says, assets in exchange for Chris Paul, who didn't want to be there.
One person paying attention to this trade is Hall of Famer Jerry West. He left the Golden State Warriors, now will advise the Clippers instead. Think he's up to the task?
Hey, his work there is done at Golden State. It's time for him to move on down the road.
He's going to be the Theo Epstein of basketball.
Well, except he's 79.
It's all right.
Theo's, what, 11, right?
You're only as young as you feel.
Okay.
In perhaps the least surprising postseason NBA-related move, Phil Jackson and the New York Knicks have parted company. Or am I wrong? Were you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised at all.
I'm
just wondering if Phil had an exit interview.
Yeah.
Because he had gotten on Kristaps Porzingis for not coming to his exit interview this year. I wonder if they gave Phil an exit interview.
Welcome to FIFA Corner.
Oh! Yeah, baby.
The laughs come easy. The corruption goes down smooth. A 2014 report by investigator Michael Garcia was released this week after 3 years of FIFA suppressing the report. General consensus is that there was a lack of bombshells, albeit a surplus of shadiness and some real concern about how Qatar got the World Cup. But go ahead.
First of all, it wasn't a three-year investigation. It was a two-year investigation followed by a one-year decontamination shower. Well, I don't know, Bill. I'm going through here, and there was a $2 million bribe paid to the 10-year-old daughter of a FIFA official.
Start him early. Teach him the way it works.
You got a 10-year-old girl who's already corrupted.
I'm going to bet that 10-year-old never saw a dime of that $2 million.
Oh, but I'll bet that 10-year-old goes to court when she's 18.
I think daddy's probably living off the interest.
I think daddy's going to be living off the state for a while.
No. This is FIFA. It's business as usual. At least one examination of the baseballs in use this season suggests that they are unusually lively, and so that would explain why we've seen so many home runs during the 2017 season, unless it doesn't explain that at all, because Major League Baseball says it doesn't. Help!
Hey, if they're spiking the baseball and not the players, that's all to the
good, right?
That's
good, right? I mean, yeah. The health of the baseball is a minor concern.
At least there's a tradition in the game of juicing up the baseball when you need it.
20-year-old Edmonton Oilers center Connor McDavid will apparently soon become the NHL's highest-paid player. New deal in the works now, going to pay him just over $100 million over the next 8 years. Boy, I remember when hockey players were underpaid.
You know, you hold them down for long enough, when the explosion finally happens, it's something to see.
Meanwhile, 45-year-old free agent Jaromir Jagr, number 2 on the NHL's all-time points list, is tweeting something to the effect of, "Hey, you NHL teams, look over here. I'm right over here."
Oh, but give him a shot. He's tweeting pictures of himself without a shirt. I mean, the guy really wants to play. Somebody give him a shot.
Probably would sign for less than 8 years and less than $100 million, too. Pro wrestling in Kentucky has a new villain. He goes by the name of Progressive Liberal. I don't know if this is such a good gimmick.
Well, I think as a gimmick, it's great.
He wears a shirt with pictures of Hillary Clinton on it.
I mean, as a gimmick, it's wrestling at its finest. Are you kidding? You know, I predict big things. I think this guy will be off the local circuit very soon.
People are shouting at this guy. Yeah. You know, I mean, he comes out and he says, "Feel the burn," and they shout, "Shut up, shut up." And finally, Charlie, an Alabama man has been accused of stealing a golf cart from the Atlanta Braves and then crashing it into a pole in the parking lot of Braves Stadium and running away. And this allegedly occurred about 1:40 a.m. on Wednesday. I wonder how the Braves relievers got from the bullpen to the mound for the remainder of the week.
Where was he going? Does anybody know?
Did he
pass out in the stadium maybe? Because I had a friend in college who did that. Mm-hmm. Passed out in the men's room at County Stadium in Milwaukee and woke up realizing that the Brewers had departed on a 10-day West Coast road trip. Mm-hmm. And there was nobody in the stadium except him and the guard dogs. So I suspect this may be exactly the same.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.